Hello, Mayor Mike. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, at the lovely Seaport Hotel, Mayor Mike Spence, Churchill. Just wondering, for people that have never visited Churchill before, what do you think you would like them to know, or what do you think makes the place special or might surprise people?
Well, actually, Churchill's home. I could say it's at the top of the province in more ways than one. Yeah. As we all know, it's a community that's always prides itself in adventure. Port community, international tourism destination, home of the indigenous groups of the Cree, Dene, the Inuit, and actually also homeland of the Métis Nation, home of non-indigenous people as well. So mm-hmm. It's a pretty friendly community. I think always striving for, you know, the better, the good, just developing a friendly environment.
Excellent. Yeah, we love it up here. Every time we come up, we find that people are very warm and friendly and easy to talk to. So it's always nice to be up here. So what does being here in the North teach you about living with nature, do you think?
You know, I mean, it's naturally, nature is a part of life. I mean, that's the living, breathing part of who we are and what we continue to experience, you know. So it's all part of us. It's all part of, it's collectively coexisting together. I mean, so.
Beautiful. As we all know, I mean, Churchill's internationally known for polar bears and belugas. What are the things you think it's important for people to know about being here in Churchill?
Well, I mean, it's just the whole aspect of coexistence, right? Yeah. It's the whole aspect of, you know, what we live and breathe and what we have, and we're proud of it. I mean, you know, it's again, the whole aspect of, you know, the coexistence, managing just all of that, you know, the whole blend of life.
Nice. Do you have
how else do you answer that?
Well, great answer, I think. Do you have a favorite place in Churchill or around the bay or in the region?
Well, actually, I grew up along the river. It's called the River Flats. We were part of the relocation of 57 from the closure of York Factory. That's where my parents came from, and they settled here because of their older siblings were already established here. So my father selected the River Flats. At that time, it was a growing community of indigenous peoples from York and other areas of northern Manitoba. So I grew up in the flats and you know, right by the river, always cherished it. I seen the harvesting of belugas, seen the beauty of the sunsets, the bustle of the port, you know, the hum of all of that, birds flying in and out. I will always remember my father, you know, coming back from a hunt, you know, a goose hunt, and watching the boats, you know, coming along from up the river, and then wishing that was him, but it wasn't him. It was another group of hunters coming in, and eventually seeing the boat coming in, and, you know, the joy of seeing your father back and see what was in the boat. So, I mean, yeah, the flats has been really important. For me to move back there, you know, about 18 years ago was prominent. It was something that I was missing, and so I lived in downtown Churchill, you know, probably into my 20s, and went back 18 years ago.
If you could share one message with Manitobans and Canadians about Churchill, what do you think that might be?
I mean, it's a community that blends well, mm-hmm. The community, but I think punches above its weight in terms of what it has and how it continues to coexist with nature, but the whole aspect of, you know, making sure that you know, we excel in what we do. As you know, we're owners of the port and the rail line. You know, we managed to, you know, take ownership to it. It's really about creating your destiny. It's really about creating, you know, a future. It's all about a balance. You know, as we talk about this, you know, we talk about nature, we talk about industry, we talk about a balance and how, you know, the future ahead is bright. You know, we struggled, you know, with closure of the military base you know, government cutbacks, you know, all these things that come into it, and then you find your way, you know, how do you improve on, for instance, bear management, you know, polar bear management, how do you improve on waste management, you know, how do you improve on as a community that and I'll say it again, that punches above its weight in terms of, you know, being very proactive in all aspects of rebuilding, building not only a community but a region. How was that for a mouthful?
It was very nice, thank you. So conversations are kind of picking up about, you know, protecting the bears, the belugas, the birds, the habitats. Why do you think they're a little more prominent right now than they have been, let's say, some years ago?
Well, I mean, it's no secret. I mean, you know, we put together a polar bear working group, for instance, as an idea. And that was really to, I think, do a better job of managing, you know, polar bears, making sure that they were being respected as well, making sure that how they live, we've got to coexist with them. You know, how do we do it better in all aspects of it? You know, as we look at a National Marine Conservation Area, you know, again, you look at, you know, how do we find a balance to this? How do we, you know, continue to coexist collectively together? You know, again, you know, when I was growing up in the flats in the summer, I witnessed the harvest of beluga whales. It was a whaling factory not far from the house, a mile away, if that. So that was then, right? That was harvesting. And then came along, you know, the whole aspect of tourism came into the picture. I recall my uncle Jimmy Spence, motor over top his back and taking it to his boat that sat along the shores of the Churchill River, and off he'd go with his tourists and taking people to the Four Prince of Wales. And then after that, the live whale capture of belugas, and then more tourism for really showcase the economics of the community, but also to demonstrate that we can coexist. So again, you know, it's, you know, how do we as a community, you know, continue to excel? But excel means the balance. It means tourism, it means industry. We'll get to that. And I think that's, you know, with the government wanting to, you know, put together, you know, protected areas. Nationally, Churchill is ready to display that, you know, I think we can put a model in place and work with the government. But at the same time, you know, as Indigenous, non-Indigenous community, we'll partake and we'll discover that.
So speaking of Indigenous and non-Indigenous communities, so Churchill is kind of a mixed community in terms of the various people here, and there's also a lot of regional Indigenous communities as well. And how prominent or how big a role you think play in shaping the future of Western Hudson Bay?
Well, I mean, you know, it's prominent. Days of ignoring Indigenous peoples, that's gone. You know, we'll play a pivotal role in terms of how we move forward. And that relates to conservation. That relates to bears and managing bears and belugas. But also, again, you know, the strength that we have in terms of demonstrating to the world, demonstrating to Canada that, you know, a prime example is the new ownership of the port and the rail line, you know, which demonstrates that we'll pave the way. You know, we will. We've been here from the beginning, and we'll continue to be. Again, it's really about effective managing.
So you've been supportive of launching a feasibility study to explore what a National Marine Conservation Area could look like, if it's a good fit to have those conversations. And are there specific benefits or opportunities that you think might stem from having a National Marine Conservation Area?
I mean, one of the things naturally is, and again, it is, you know, what are the pros and cons? Right? I mean, you know, we all want to know that, you know, what are, you know, you hear bits and pieces in terms of what's been done in other National Marine Conservation Areas, right? So we'll look at all that, you know, the community will have an opportunity, not just Churchill, but our partners, other First Nations who are part of this, including the folks north of us, you know, we share the waters together, the land, the environment together. So we'll see how that goes. And let's see, naturally the important part of this naturally is conservation, but also what are the benefits, right?
Yeah.
What jobs, where, you know, infrastructure improvements, investments, making sure that there's a balance to port operations And looking at all of that, so, you know, we went through a process similar to this in the early 90s, establishing the Wapas National Park in 97. You know, we didn't get the benefits that we thought we would get in terms of jobs.
Oh, okay.
And what's critically important here is that the job need to be focused on local indigenous jobs, okay? You know, and that's cool. And it's great. You know, there's been people that have relocated into our community through jobs opportunities through Wapusk. So let's find, you know, a secure way to make sure that, you know, that there are benefits for locals and regional folks as well.
So looking ahead, let's say 20 years from now, what do you hope for the future of Churchill?
20 years, when you think about it, is not that far off, but
true.
I probably won't be around, but at least, you know, it's all about, you know, helping to develop a stronger future, a stronger community, a stronger region. I think we're on the path of that. What we went through in terms of young people who are growing up, you know, discrimination was there. Huge military presence was here. An active port, a foundation of building a community. The difference here around is that we've gone through some challenging times. But I think what we've done is we've turned the page and have really set, you know, a positive direction to the future so that we can continue to coexist, people and wildlife and all of that. So that's all you can hope for and wish for.
Is there anything you'd want to share before we part ways today?
Like anything, it's always a work in progress. As you know, governments are interested in developing a stronger north. And so we will partake naturally. I mean, we want to be vibrant too. We want to make sure that there's a future for, you know, our children, our grandchildren, the others coming forward, the others that want to come and invest in our community. So we're not any different than southern communities. The focus is in the north. There's a lot of focus in terms of opportunities. But in that focus, naturally, there are many challenges. You know, there's the whole aspect of making sure that, you know, we get it right.
Well, thanks a lot for taking the time with us today, Mike.
No problem.
Yeah,
thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks a lot. People and wildlife and all of that. So
nice.
That's all you can hope for and wish for.
Yeah, right on. Love that. So that's all my questions for you. Is there anything you'd want to share before we part ways today? Anything else you'd want to share, rather?
You know, like anything, it's always a work in progress. I mean, you know, as you know, like, you know, governments are interested in developing a stronger north. And so we, you know, will partake naturally. I mean, we want to be vibrant too. We want to make sure that there's a future for, you know, our children, our grandchildren, the others coming forward, the others that want to come and invest in our community. So we're not any different than communities living in southern communities. You know, again, you know, we the focus is in the north. More tourism for, you know, to really showcase the economics of the community, but also to demonstrate that we can coexist. So again, you know, it's, you know, how do we as a community, you know, continue to excel? But excel means the balance. It means tourism, it means industry. How do we, and we'll get to that. And I think that's, you know, with the government wanting to, you know, put together, you know, protected areas. So naturally Churchill is ready to display that, you know, I think we can you know, put a model in place and work with the government. But at the same time, you know, as Indigenous, non-Indigenous community, we'll partake and we'll discover that.
Yeah. So speaking of Indigenous and non-Indigenous communities, so Churchill's kind of a mixed community in terms of the various people here, and there's also a lot of regional Indigenous communities as well. And how prominent or how big a role you think they should play in shaping the future?
Again, the whole aspect of, you know, the coexistence, managing, just all of that, you know, the whole blend of life.
Nice. Do you have
a... else do you answer that?
Well, great answer, I think. Do you have a favorite place in Churchill or around the bay or in the region?
Well, actually, I grew up along the river. It's called the River Flats.
Okay.
We were part of the relocation of 57 from the closure of York Factory. That's where my parents came from, and they settled here because of the